Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is part of our national soil survey program. The Turkish government has just started a large soil survey program next year. And I haven't seen such a large saline soils in my whole life. And when we see these saline soils, me and my students, all the names are written on the board, we've started a study. And I wanted to share the initial results of this study with you. That's why I'm here. As everyone knows, saline soils are basically defined with the electrical conductivity of soils. If it's higher than 4 decimus meter, we call them mostly saline soils. And by the way, the pictures in my presentations are from the study area. And as we know, saline soils are formed either due to the use of saline groundwater, saline seeps, the ingress of seawater through tidal waves, capillary rise from the salinity of groundwater, as is usually the case in arid and semi-arid regions, and we have some saline soils in Turkey due to the salinity of groundwater, and localized redistribution of salts. Soluble salts move from areas of higher to lower elevation, from relatively wet to dry areas, from irrigated fields to adjacent unirrigated fields. And salts might also accumulate in areas with restricted natural drainage, as in the case of our study. Evaporation of stagnant waters may leave considerable amounts of salts on the soil surface. And as Dr. Yalın said, salts released through weathering in arid regions with limited rainfall might also deposit at some depth in soil profiles. In Turkey, actually, we have 5.5% of all our agricultural land has salinity problems, and we just wanted to investigate the formation of saline soils located in non-agricultural lands of Central Anatolia. These lands have been used for pasture, or mostly for sheep grazing, and has never been cultivated before. And a company has just rented this area, and we are consulting them. They started reclaiming the saline soils, and they started growing corn and everything else over there. The location of our study area was, first of all, Turkey's. And in between Europe and Asia, we have neighbors Syria, Iraq, Iran, Armenia, Georgia, over here Greece, Bulgaria, and we have Black Sea on the northern border, we have Mediterranean Sea on the southern border, and we have Aegean Sea on our west border. The study area is in the central part of Turkey, and it's within the Great Konya Basin, and the basin itself is almost 2 million acres, and mostly closed by the uplands on the north and by the mountains all around the basin, which prevents any superficial drainage to the sea. The basin is mostly tectonic and contains clastic material, and is surrounded by uplands of limestone or volcanic rock. Our study area is on the northeast part of the Konya Basin, and mainly formed on quaternary alluvial and lacustrine calcareous clays. We have sampled 2,600 hectare land, and the altitude of the study area ranged from 1,044 meter to 1,058 meter. Average slope of the field was just 0.6%. And in some cases, as in the center of the study area shown in cream color, this was from here to this side was 11 kilometer, and the slope difference was just 2 meter, which was extremely leveled area. The lack of discharge from the basin means that water is removed only by evaporation, especially from the waterlogged center. This satellite image was belong to the June, and the water was, I mean, this area is quite hot, and even at, in June, water was standing on the surface of the area. We have opened 12 soil profiles and 7 soil series were defined. What we have done, my students are doing some other studies, that's why we divided the whole area to 400 meter, 400 grids, and we had some transects. We totally, we exampled, other than the soil profiles, we exampled 202 samples from each of 30 centimeter, 30, 60 centimeter, and 60, 90 centimeters depth. As shown over here, the precipitation is only 331 meter. The climate is semi-arid and with a dry, warm summer and a cool, rather wet winter. And of course, the evaporation is quite high. Low rainfall and the favorable conditions for evapotranspiration cause high water deficit in the basin. As annual evaporation considerably exceeds precipitation, salts collect in many places in the soil or on the surface. The study area, we call this, the geologists call this a lacustrine, and the clay content was gradually increasing from north to the south of the study area, where mostly water was standing on this part of the study area. Electrical conductivity of the study area ranged from 0.4 to 18.36 decisiemens per meter, and the exchangeable sodium percentage ranged from 1.33 to 66.6. We call them flooded solanchaks, and they formed mostly by evaporation of saline water standing in the depression areas, right, as in this case. This saline water derives from mostly runoff and fills the depressions in spring, thus strongly salt-affected areas are formed in the lower part of the stud area. Since the natural drainage of the land had never been formed, water ponds in the soil surface for a long period of time. Such water can only leave the field either by percolating soil profile or by evaporation. In both cases, salt brought by the surface water is left in the surface or somewhere in soil profile. In temporary ponds, the salt accumulated on the surface of the ponds, only a nearly flat depression may remain covered with a white crust. Such flooded solanchaks are mostly found in the southern part of the study area, where the clay content was little over 60%. And vegetation was consistently vegetation consists entirely of halophytes, including grasses. The grasses were tolerating up to 2% salt. Where the where there is more than 3% salt, only typical halophytes like this one, Salicornia, and Limoniums can grow. In areas where the dominant cation was sodium, ESP was high, and the clay and humus are likely to turn mobile. Locally, the clay and the humus discolored the salt crust brown. Soils with a high alkali content but no salinity are almost absent in the study area, and severely alkali affected saline soils are formed in the low center of the study area. We did not have only salts and sodium in the study area. We have plenty of boron in the study area, and the boron content ranged from 1.41 milligram per kilogram to 97 milligram per kilogram. And the boron was accumulated in a similar place where the salts was accumulated. And I will show you some of our soil profiles. Salts were not percolating from the soil profile because we had two petrocalcic horizons. One was around 1 meter deep and the other one was around 2 meter deep. And the clay content was somewhere around 40% above petrocalcic horizon. And the electrical conductivity of the soil profile above petrocalcic horizon was somewhere around 16 decisiemens per meter. and ESP was quite high, where the salts were accumulated. And here are some data. EC was 14, 13, and 15 decimens per meter within 1 meter of soil surface. And the sodium exchangeable sodium absorption rate was 16, 13, and 13 within 1 meter. And other soil series were these were little upper land of the study area, and we had salinity problem, but it was not as high as the soils found in depression areas. ESP was again high, but not as high as the other soils. And the last soil profile was belonged to the lower part of the study area, where clay content was somewhere around 70 to 80%, and we had again hardpan, the petrocalcic horizon, and clay content was almost 80%, 70 to 80% within 1 meter of soil profile, but it was decreasing below the hardpan. And EC was, the shape of EC within soil profile was always similar to each other, and salts were leached to down to the hardpan or petrocalcic horizon and always accumulated in soil profile. And here are the ESP and the and we thought that salinity and alkalinity of soils in study area were determined mostly by climate, influx of water from other areas. Both salinity and alkalinity were formed mainly caused by sodium salts and to a lesser extent by magnesium salts. In temporary ponds where the depression areas are, the salt accumulated on the soil surface by evaporation of the water to form external solanchaks. And questions and comments welcome. Thank you.